We're at Occupy Glasgow in George Square, which is a group of individuals who have decided to gather in a public space that, you know, we own to talk about the problems that we face as a society and break down social paranoia, engage in a community spirit, essentially.
And how long have you been here?
We've been here for 8 days. Yeah, this is the eighth day today. We had our first week anniversary yesterday of the occupation, and there were about 400 people here.
And you're not dying by the cold yet?
It's not that bad, to be honest. You get used to it. You definitely get used to it.
You don't get the same winters now as you used to get.
Definitely not.
So what would you be looking for people? You know, you want people down, or what are you trying to encourage here?
All walks of life. If you've got an opinion, we believe it is valid, and that you have every right to express it. Move away from being fearful of one another and working together. It is all about working together.
Yeah, face-to-face contact is always good for...
Hugely important. We have a website at www.occupyglasgow.org, and are part of the global movement as well, which encompasses 1,600 cities across the globe at the moment, which is www.occupytogether.org.
So what about the council of that big building over there?
The council have also been accommodating, but they are still the council. I think after Saturday they realised that they had possibly underestimated us, because through the week there were maybe 30 people camping out in George Square, and then yesterday they saw the sight of 400 people, and that's after a week of us making our point. As this is a public space, we are more than welcoming to other groups to set up their stalls when we have big demonstrations, but Occupy Glasgow itself is in no way party affiliated. We stand alone. We are individuals. That's where we draw the line. I have full faith that this global movement will make the changes necessary to our society to make it a better place. And whether that takes a month or a year, I'll be here. I will not move.
I'm speaking to Warren and Connor, who are aged
14.
15. You 14? 15. So what do you think of the occupation? You can understand what they're doing here.
I try to protest about how bankers make all the money and how people are losing it.
It's pretty good. Do you get that at school? That's a good teacher then.
Aye, it's alright.
What about you, G?
It's just the same.
What are you doing down here?
Are
you just passing or did you come down?
Yeah, we're up Rotten
Road
in Parkour.
Parkour? Aye. What right did you do that in the statues here?
Up at Rotten, at the B Park.
Oh, right, that bit up the back of you. It's pretty good. Are you quite good at it?
Yeah, alright.
So, anything you want to say about the occupation in general?
It's pretty good, sirs.
Standing up for what they think.
How come you're not in one of the tents then?
No, old enough. Need to go to school.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for speaking to us. Hello, it's Bob again. I'm speaking to another 14-year-old whose name is?
Ewan McAleer.
Hi, Ewan.
Hi.
How are you involved with the occupation?
I became involved through watching the occupation at Wall Street and other cities around the world. And when I realised there was going to be one in Glasgow, my hometown, I was very, very interested in helping out. I'm really here because the 1% in society is taking everyone out of the picture that we are supposed to be living in, and they're really turning the world into they're turning the world into something that is not what it's supposed to be. We've been progressing in society and we've been progressing as a human race for years and years and years, and now because money and profit is in the way, We're slowing down and we're at risk of reversing that progression. Humanity has been stumped surely by people being too interested in greed.
So have you been here for the night then?
I've not stayed overnight yet. I've decided it would probably be a risky idea.
You've been on the site quite a long time.
I've been on the site for a fair time now.
So what would you say to other 14-year-olds?
Forget the apathy, forget the ignorance. As so many people my age who don't care, there are so many people my age who are really not interested in politics, and it's really not doing anyone any favours by just staying in your house and not doing anything. people need to start getting active and organized, and people start needing to make their voice heard, because if we don't do that, we'll never overcome the oppression and the sheer and utter greed that is happening and that we are seeing day by day. 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 120-year-olds, everyone needs to get active, everyone needs to get out and make their voices heard, because if we don't do that, well, really, we're just going to be stuck here.
And it is actually your world we're fighting for here.
It's everybody's world. It's no one person's world. It's no one person's humanity. It's everyone. Everyone has a part. And at this camp, everyone does something. Everyone helps out. And it's the most great feeling. It's the most positive energy that you can get from this camp.
So what you're saying to 14-year-olds is get away from the computers and get down.
Definitely. I mean, fair enough. You know, everyone maybe not be too interested in the theory behind politics that we have here or why we are here. They might not be completely interested, but at least come down and try it out and see why we're here and try and get an understanding for why there are so many people across the world, because there really are truly thousands and thousands of people piling into cities across the world trying to make their voices heard, because if we don't make our voices heard, then the oppression that is happening from the 1% is just going to continue for years and years and years.
Who's the 1%?
The 1% are the 1% richest people in the world. They are the greed, they are the building oppression, they are the people that are truly stopping humanity from progressing. They are causing wars, they are causing violence, and they are not what this world needs. This world needs happiness and appreciation for everybody, and love and respect.
That's good. Nice to speak to you.
Thank you.
What's your name again?
I'm Ewan.
Ewan.
We are more than welcoming to anyone who wants to pass by. If you've got nothing to do, come and say hello. See what we've got to say in our initial statement, which is a 9-point statement that has been agreed upon by many of the Occupy movements across the globe. We've got a kitchen, so you can have a cup of tea. And yeah, just come down and have a chat. That's what it's about at the end of the day. It's about getting people together so that they can talk. We have a general assembly every day at 6:30, which people discuss problems we may face, how to progress and how to further our movement, how to grow.
Are you feeding yourself?
We're feeding ourselves.
Has anybody sent you pizzas yet?
Not yet, sadly not yet, but if anyone wants to send us pizzas, they will be hailed as a hero.
just phone up the nearest pizza place to George Square and say take 10 pizzas over to the occupation site.
Fingers crossed, yeah, we'll find one and then see if we can get as many people as possible to phone it in one go. Well, we've been doing very well. The people of Glasgow are fantastic, so we have to thank them as well. We've received lots of donations of food to keep ourselves going, and lots of donations of warm clothes and tents to just keep growing our movement and keep it strong. Yeah, we've been, like I say, we've been here for 8 days now and still haven't managed to... The council still haven't managed to budge us, so positive things.
Great stuff. What's your name again?
Grant.
Grant, okay, thanks Grant. For more information, visit the Occupy Glasgow website at www.occupyglasgow.org.